It's Matt Spiegel.
Hey, now that the new year is here, people everywhere have resolved to make 2017 a better, healthier year. A great way to start is by getting a good night's sleep. But for those of us who suffer from sleep apnea, it can be difficult to get the restful sleep you need. If you or a loved one have sleep apnea and can't get relief from CPAP, there is another treatment option available. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. So start the new year off right. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
New Year's resolutions run the gamut from working out more to going out less, from eating more kale to learning a new language, and last but not least, to finding a meaningful relationship. Now, while a matchmaker can't help you develop a sudden love for leafy greens, the experts at It's Just Lunch can provide an enjoyable alternative to online dating and make it easier to keep that resolution. They'll first get to know you and your relationship goals during a confidential interview. Your matchmaker will then hand-select quality matches for you from their exclusive membership base. They pre-screen all of your matches and even book your reservations at the best date spots in Chicago. All you have to do is show up, relax, and be yourself. A New Year's resolution is a promise you make to your future. So make 2017 the year you find love. It's Just Lunch is super easy, incredibly personal, and completely professional. Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
The voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena for Big Ten play as the Cats host Iowa, Indiana, Maryland, and more. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com.
I tell everybody, just like they tell me, we're all we got this in here. Good, bad, and different. We can always lean on each other. So, you know, with all the hippity hoopla that's going around, just keep being you and keep working.
That's the Eastern Conference Player of the Week, Jimmy Butler, addressing trade rumors involving himself. He also gives some great advice there for all you youngsters out there. Just keep working and keep being yourself. Tonight, the Bulls take on the Thunder and Russell Westbrook at the UC. Westbrook is leading the league in scoring. He's second in assist at 10.3. Butler missed this morning's shoot-around. He's a game-time decision. Denzel Valentine also listed as a game-time decision. He's recovering from an ankle injury. College football tonight, the national championship game. Clemson taking on number one Alabama. Kickoff at 7:30. I have a route here for Clemson, 75-8 over Alabama. The NFL's divisional weekend is set. Saturday, Seattle travels to Atlanta. New England takes on Houston. On Sunday, Pittsburgh plays at KC with Green Bay traveling to Dallas. Every game can be heard right here on The Score with coverage starting at 3 p.m. Jordy Nelson spent the night in the hospital with a rib injury. He's going to try and practice on Saturday before Sunday's game at Dallas. The Steelers have placed assistant coach Joey Porter on leave. And Doug Marrone, there's reports saying that he will be hired as the head coach in Jacksonville, along with Tom Coughlin as the executive vice president of football operations, which is cool because Jacksonville is a football team. NHL, the Blackhawks are off tonight with the Red Wings in town tomorrow. This scoreboard update brought to you by TCF Bank. The security leader for over 140 years, trust ADT to protect your home, family, and all you care about. When you have ADT security, it's more than a sign in your yard. It's a line in the sand. Visit ADT.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Eric at home.
The last thing I ever wanted to do was give the impression to a teammate that I wasn't doing everything that I could to win a football game and get prepared as best I could.
NFL writer for Yahoo Sports.
The Houston Texans advance to the divisional round as they knock off the Raiders 27-14.
The Seahawks win 26-6, eliminating the Detroit Lions. It's Seattle and Atlanta in Georgia. Next Saturday.
Read his work at the Shutdown Corner blog.
The Pittsburgh Steelers defeat the Miami Dolphins on Wild Card Weekend. They are on to Kansas City to face the Chiefs next weekend.
Packers 38-13 over the Giants with Aaron Rodgers throwing four touchdown passes. They'll play the late game next Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys, the top seed in the NFC.
Eric Edholm on 670 The Score.
He's on Twitter at Eric_Edholm. You read him at yahoosports.com, the Shutdown Corner blog. He is with us now on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Shake off the cold with a hot Home Run In Pizza tonight. Eric, before we get to what happened this weekend, how about what just happened right now? Not official yet, but according to reports, Doug Marrone is going to be the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, an executive vice president role for Tom Coughlin, above or alongside the current sitting general manager. What the hell?
Yeah, right, exactly. I know people aren't all that thrilled to talk about the Jaguars, but they made a fascinating move. You know, the Marrone news moves first, and I guess it shouldn't be stunning. He was their interim head coach, but you know, they had interviewed Mike Smith, the old Falcons head coach, current Bucks DC. You know, Josh McDaniels, the hot name, he interviewed for the job. They interviewed Tom Coughlin for the job, and everybody was thinking, you know, wow, it might be one of those three guys, Kyle Shanahan, all these big names. And then they bring back Marrone, everybody goes, okay, all right, figures, you know. And then they bring in Coughlin as an executive. I guess it shouldn't be stunning because it's clear he wanted to be on a team. He wanted to be back in the NFL. His options were limited. He has a house in Jacksonville. He spends, you know, the off seasons there and everything. But I didn't necessarily think he'd get into like a personnel position necessarily. So you're right. For now, Dave Caldwell, the GM, stays. That could be a tenuous situation. May last a year. I don't know. May last longer. But Coughlin is not a Bortles fan, according to people I've talked to who know him pretty well. So that's the really interesting part. But I would think Marrone gets the job convincing them, hey, I can turn Bortles around. So you got me, man. I'm fascinated to see how this turns out.
Could the Coughlin role be more of a sort of a supervisory position where he's sort of the football Bigfoot, someone to overlook the whole thing so that when it comes time to, say, look for the next GM, they don't have to hire search firms and consultants and all those sorts of things because he's actually an NFL guy who knows NFL people.
Right, and you know, people that know Coughlin know how good he is at the big picture. I mean, he understands personnel, he understands offense, he understands defense. If you didn't know his background, you may not know where his specialty lies. It's on offense, I guess, but yeah, it's funny because his old boss was Bill Parcells, and that's kind of the role Parcells shifted into. You know, when he was the New York Jets overlord, and then right. He, you know, he's supposed to get Belichick and he ends up getting Al Groh. That didn't work out, but yeah, I mean, I think this is the kind of thing that maybe you see more coaches who want to stay around the league and have that kind of background start thinking about. You know, it's either that or TV if they're not going to get offered a head coaching job. So yeah, I think he'll have some say over the shaping of the roster and the coaching staff.
All right, a really underwhelming wild card weekend. Just, oh, yeah. We did nothing competitive until about the first half of the final game. And, you know, maybe a total of 2.5 quarters of compelling football here and there. What did you learn?
Well, I mean, I thought that last game was going to be exceptional. And for, you know, I mean, when the Giants stopped the Packers on fourth down there in the third quarter, you thought, okay, wow, they've stolen momentum back.
What was Mike McCarthy thinking?
I don't know. I mean, look, if you're going to go for it, go for it. You've got the best quarterback in the planet. You know, I mean,
ran the same play three times.
I know it. And Landon Collins was there every time. And I just, you know, it seems like a crazy thing to do. And
his stop, by the way, on second down that stopped them half a yard short or whatever it was, that's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I mean, this is a Giants defense that was making plays like that and down the stretch. This is one of the best units in the NFL in the second half of the season. So for Rodgers to go out there and do what he did in the second half, especially. I mean, the second quarter, he heats up, and, you know, I just, it's amazing, especially with Jordy Nelson out of that game. So, yeah, back to the fourth down call. I mean, look, if you're going to go for it, go for it. You know, and if your fullback is some incredible player, sure, you want to give it to him, okay. And you have the best center guard combination in the league, I get it. That's not what Green Bay does, though. That's not who they are.
Actually, I heard James Lofton make an interesting point on Westwood One when I was listening on the score. He said sometimes in those need situations, the best runner on the Packers is Aaron Rodgers. So he said, why not try to take advantage of him if indeed he's healthy and just allow him to hit the outside when you sell everything up the middle?
I mean, the naked bootleg is a scorcher, especially if everybody's focused on it. I mean, depending on the formation and where you are in the field and all that stuff. But he could take it 20 yards, too. I mean, that's the thing with him. And you know, down the stretch of the season, all the questions about the hamstring and the calf, they went away because he was moving around great. I didn't see any mobility problems with him yesterday. So I fully endorse James Lofton on that one. I think, and he obviously knows this Packers team well. But, yeah, that's the kind of play that's like people forget about. They get so conservative. You're going to be aggressive. Let's be aggressive. Don't just do the common fullback dive there.
No, I am allowing myself to get excited for these next matchups because this looks good. You know, just on paper, there's some sexy stuff coming up this weekend.
I mean, even if Nelson doesn't play or he's hobbled or whatever, I mean, you can't tell me that a white-hot Aaron Rodgers in a Packers defense that's forcing turnovers going down to Dallas, all of a sudden now the pressure gets cranked back up. This is showtime. I mean, this is big time stuff right here. And you know, now we get to find out what Dak Prescott is really made of in a pressure situation. Now we get to find out if Ezekiel Elliott can just take over this game or if Rodgers is just going to be one of those guys who's on a mission and he's just unstoppable. You know, frankly, against a defense that doesn't have much of a pass rush, they give up plays in the passing game. I mean, you could definitely see a path to victory for Green Bay. And then other than Patriots-Texans, I don't think there's much theater there, but the other two games look pretty good to me as well.
Yeah, do the Seahawks have much of a chance in Atlanta?
I think they do, just because they're one of those teams. I mean, look, you know, they fell way behind against the Panthers last year. It's a really good Panthers team. They go to Carolina, they get blasted in the first half. And then all of a sudden, a defensive stop, a score, you know, a fake punt, and they're back in it. They made it a one-score game. I mean, I still think the makeup of that team is strong, even, you know, even missing a few parts. You know, they don't have Marshawn Lynch. They don't have Earl Thomas. They don't have some of those guys that were the core of those championship teams, those Super Bowl teams. But you know what? They held Detroit to 6 points. You can say what you want about drop passes and curious fourth down calls in that game. I mean, they still played well defensively. So this is, if Matt Ryan is indeed the MVP, this is his chance to shut everybody up and to back that up and to show that, hey, I'm not the 1-4 in the postseason quarterback. I can rise up and stop, you know, attack a really good defense.
So if you're Green Bay and if you do win that game in Dallas, are you better off going to Atlanta inside to face that offense or going to Seattle to face that defense, albeit without Earl Thomas?
Yeah, I think the Packers have a little history in Seattle, too. Wouldn't that be an interesting way to kind of bring it home, too? I mean, between the fail Mary and the playoff incredible defeat 2 years ago.
Onside kick, yeah.
Yeah, the ridiculous 19-7 game that fell apart. I mean, that would be quite the story. Atlanta, obviously, you know that they haven't gotten past that level in a long time. The last time they got to the Super Bowl was 20 years ago or whatever. So, you know, this is, I don't know. I mean, it's a Falcons offense that's really, really good. Best scoring team in the league. Do I feel like a good quarterback could beat them, could carve them up? Yeah, I do. So that's a darn good question. I still think maybe Seattle might be the tougher environment. And Seattle's just not as good away from home.
I'm just sick about the Jordy Nelson injury because it's a significant headwind into what would be an ideal Super Bowl that Barry brought up. This Patriots team and Tom Brady against Aaron Rodgers, still at the peak of his powers.
Please.
In a rematch of the 96 season Super Bowl was played in 97 down in New Orleans when the Brett Favre team against the Drew Bledsoe Patriots, and that was the one where, you know, Desmond Howard returned the kickoff, the whole thing. But it was, That's what I would love. You talk about really putting together something that could redeem an NFL season that saw some lower ratings and only now starting to snap back. To me, that's it.
Boy, that'd be huge.
To me, that would be, if I really just had to pick, just as a fan, that's one that I'm, you know, you can really set aside a day and feel good about it.
Oh, sure. Yeah, and I think it's funny because, like, I think a lot of people would watch a Cowboys-Patriots Super Bowl as well. And root for maybe somehow to come end in a tie.
I was going to say that. Who do you want to win that game? Right.
I mean, it would be like, God, who do I root for? You know. But obviously, I think either of those matchups are kind of the marquee matchups. You know, I'm kind of a sick human being. I could find the joy in Chiefs Falcons. Maybe others can't. But yeah, I think you're talking about Packers Patriots or Steelers. I could see, you know, with their firepower. But yeah, Packers, Patriots, Cowboys, Patriots would be the two choice matchups.
You mentioned the Chiefs, and nobody really talks about them. I guess they're sort of like Atlanta in that way. Their defense is really extraordinary. I mean, when they're healthy, they will come after you and they will get you.
Oh, the secondary will just cause nightmares.
Their linebackers too. I mean, they can hurt you in so many different ways. Will they be healthy enough to chase Ben around back there?
Yeah, and if Ben's gimpy too. I mean, he's got the ankle. I know it's not a major injury, but you know, he'll probably be slowed a little bit. It's supposed to be cold at Arrowhead, and you know, I mean, as somebody who went to college in Missouri, going to Arrowhead games, not as a Chiefs fan, but just as a casual observer, that's a great environment. I mean, that's a great place for a playoff game, so that's cool as well. And you're right about that defense. You know, it's funny, you look at the numbers and you go, oh, okay, they're all right, you know, but it's more about the turnovers and the timely big plays, you know, Eric Berry interceptions and Justin Houston coming after the quarterback now that he's gotten a little bit healthy. And so, yeah, it's really, they have great special teams, incredible return unit. You know, they have a kicker who can make a clutch kick. I know Alex Smith is just one of those guys everybody loves to hate, but they have playmakers too. I mean, they really do, with Kelce, Tyreek Hill, Spencer Ware, Macklin if he gets going. Yeah, so I think that secondary and the playmakers elsewhere can really give those viewers some fits.
You know, when you bring up the size and power of the audience that's generated by all things Cowboys, it really is amazing that after all this, you know, the whole stuff with America's Team going back to when I was a little kid, starting in the mid-70s.
Roger Staubach, Tony Dorsett.
Carrying through the late 70s and the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders and all the publicity. And even through the dark Dave Campo era and everything people don't like about Jerry Jones. Why is it? Why is it that they still, that star on that helmet, whatever they are, still matters more than other teams, whether you like them or not? What's the staying power?
Yeah, it's, I don't know if you can put it on one thing. I mean, you know, people joke about it, everything being bigger in Texas and all that. And Jerry Jones has become kind of a caricature in a little way. But you know, I tell you what, I mean, since he took over that team, he has made it a brand. I mean, it's McDonald's, it's, you know, Apple Computers, it's Dallas Cowboys. I mean, they are this internationally recognized unit. If you were to go to China or wherever and ask them about the NFL, what, name a team, that would be the first team out of their mouth. And so they've had enough star power in recent years, a resurgence this season. They're just one of those teams that if you start following the league outside this country, you know, I think there's a good chance you're going to follow them. And if you follow them in this country and you're not tied to a team locally, they're one of the four or five teams that you're bound to sort of keep an eye on.
It's amazing that they're able to do that. And that of all people, Jerry Jones, who was looked at as kind of a rube and an outsider and a maverick, and say, well, what does this guy know about football? That I know that's what continues to drive him. And how old is he now? Is he mid-70s?
Yeah, 72, 3, 4.
Yeah, still, but still the general manager of this team, still actively involved in everything that goes on, not just the business side, but also the football side. And you don't hear people still complaining, oh, get him out of there and hire a real football person. He apparently has decided he's a football person and is doing everything he can do to validate it by finally winning a title.
And it's interesting, too, because they have collected, and you know, this is sort of the details here, but they've collected one of the best scouting staffs in the NFL, too. And Jerry has given up some power to Stephen Jones, his son, over, you know, doing contract negotiations, over making decisions on roster spots, things like that. I mean, Will McClay, their director of player personnel, could be a GM if he wanted to be. I mean, he's had multiple offers before. But he loves the environment because he knows that, yes, Jerry is involved, because he cares so immensely about this team, and sometimes he oversteps his, you know, I mean, he undercuts his head coach and things like that, is always in front of the team, but, you know, he gives them the resources to win, and he'll make those bold moves, and he'll do the things that have to be done, so, and he also knows when to back off. He wanted to draft Johnny Manziel. No, Shaq Martin, offensive guard, you know, and that's the kind of move that needs to happen to build a championship team.
All right, Eric, looking forward to what I think is going to be, for some football fans, for some purists, this is their fate. The divisional weekend with this number of good teams playing material games is, for a lot of NFL connoisseurs, their favorite weekend of the year. I don't know if it is yours also.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. I mean, yeah, like this is the appetizer this past weekend. Now we get the main course. And you know, I happen to think we're going to get at least three good games, or at least competitive games. And then, yeah, maybe Patriots-Texans won't be the grandest theater of all time. But no. The other three could be really good.
Eric, thanks.
All right, guys.
Eric Edholm of Yahoo Sports.
You made me think of an odd question that I've been wanting to ask you. Yes, when you mentioned the Dallas Cowboys.
All right, save it. Yeah. Save it. I want to hear your odd question in a moment, although I have a texter that's also very, very angry with me for some strange reason. And
that's unusual.
we will get to that and more on The Score.
And now, a Score 25th anniversary flashback.
Everything from here on out that we've promised for the rest of today and perhaps tomorrow is suspended. In case you are just turning on the radio, the Chicago Sun-Times has learned the Bears got Jay Cutler.
We couldn't have done it without you, The Score listener. Thank you, Chicago, for 25 great years. From Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Hey, it's Chris Tannehill here. You know, there's only one car company that's taken home more dependability awards than anyone else. One car company that's the most awarded car company for back-to-back years. That company, well, look no further than Chevrolet. Chevy just wrapped up a great 2016, and the new year should be even better for the fastest-growing full-line brand. Whether it's the JD Initial Quality Awarded, Chevy Silverado for the large heavy-duty pickup, or the Chevy Spark, when you talk about dependability in a vehicle, you're talking about Chevy. No other brand has more JD Power Initial Quality Awards than Chevrolet, and they've been able to save that for four consecutive years. Now that's dependability. Don't just take my word for it. Stop into your local Chevy dealer today.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. For much of the college football season, it looked like it was Alabama and then everybody else. The Tide being the unstoppable juggernaut that would roll right through the regular season and the playoff and win their fifth title in eight seasons and cement Nick Saban's legacy as the greatest college football coach of all time. But that's not how it feels right now. Not after a largely unimpressive win over Washington and not after seeing Clemson humiliate Ohio State in the Fiesta Bowl. Now I see a ton of the so-called experts going with Clemson, saying that really this is Clemson's year. I don't see it. I'm sticking with Bama. Sure, Clemson quarterback Deshaun Watson makes a ton of plays, but he also makes a ton of mistakes. And Alabama not only turns you over, they house those mistakes. Generally, the bigger the stage, the better Bama plays. We won't get the shootout that we got last year, but Alabama will make the game's key plays and grind out a 24-21 win. I'm Jim Rome.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business, like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love.
Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. Ends January 14th, limit 2. Multi-packs count as one.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way? Free. Ripping out the old carpet? No charge. Hauling it away? On the house. Because the Home Depot has no hidden fees. Just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. Offer ends January 18th.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
The storks are bringing me a baby brother. We can do this together.
All right, let's go.
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What?
Oh, my gosh, you don't know.
I know.
You don't.
Oh, man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No.
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this.
You will rock this.
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool, cool, cool. Very cool, very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This Fest Weekend at the Movies!
January 6th through the 8th.
La La Land dropped into 5th place with $10 million. Underworld Blood Wars premiered in 4th with $13.1 million. Sing dropped in the 3rd with $19.6 million. Hidden Figures jumped up to the 2nd slot with $21.8 million. And Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, stayed in the top slot with $22 million. And that was...
This Weekend in Movies!
CBS Sunday. The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never. And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
This week in music history.
This week in 2003, Maurice Gibb of the Bee Gees died at age 53 following a heart attack during abdominal surgery. Soul singer Teddy Pendergrass died at age 59 following a difficult recovery from colon cancer surgery. This week in 2010. This week in 2014, Justin Bieber was questioned by police over the egging of his neighbor's house. And this week in 2016, iconic artist David Bowie passed away due to liver cancer.
Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
All right, so you said you had some silly question to ask me?
Yeah, well, you were talking about Dallas of the old days. And it just reminded me, you know, back in my wheelhouse, late 70s, early 80s.
Right, same
time. Every team in Chicago was bad. I mean, that was my wheelhouse.
Now, that's what the Cubs would occasionally be good until August.
77, 78, 79, they made runs early.
Yes.
77, they were 25 over in late June.
Yeah, the Southside Hitmen White Sox, too, in 77.
And the Cubs finished 500 that year.
Yep.
After being 25 over in late June.
Well, they were tired.
The Hawks were terrible. It was Tony Esposito and nothing else. The Bulls made a great run in 77. That was the loss to Portland in that three-game series.
Oh, wait, the Blackhawks also had Terry Ruskowski.
Those were the jewels that came over. That's what Bill Wirtz called them. They're jewels that came over from the WHA.
They had Bobby Orr.
Rich Preston. Yeah.
You'll forget. Bobby Orr
was still their best player, and he could not. He couldn't move the poor man.
Dennis Hull?
Oh, boy.
Come on.
Oh,
I went to some of those games.
Dave Logan. I remember Dave Logan taking a slap shot right in the cup.
Ow.
and screamed so loud you could hear it.
Well, because he just got hit in the balls with a slap shot. The hell? All right, so
they were just—it was just bad. It was just everything was. I mean, the Bears were Walter, and that was it.
That was a lot.
I mean, that made Sunday great because you got to see Walter. But
and Doug,
I had a team, and a lot of people did back then. They had a team that they rooted for outside of town. I don't even like remember the genesis of it. I think all my friends.
I didn't really because I loved my Bad Bears and I lived.
So did I.
Lived and died with my Bad Bears. But everybody was either a Cowboys fan or a Steelers fan.
I think for me, and I was a Cowboys fan. I don't know how it happened because it didn't last. I mean, after college, that was it. I don't even remember thinking about the Dallas Cowboys. But yeah, they were my team. I loved them. I mean, and it was so star studded and they were so good. And maybe it happened in that playoff game in 75 when they had the miracle, the two miracle plays to Drew Pearson, mm-hmm. and they beat Minnesota. That's a really good Minnesota team.
Tarkenton.
And ended up going to the Super Bowl, losing to Pittsburgh. It was a very young Dallas team at the time. But
yeah, that was the year of the Lynn Swann catch with the knee in the guy's stomach, right?
That was
yeah.
his first incredible right. Super Bowl catch, right. which was followed by many more of those. But the Cowboys were my team. I don't even really know how it happened. But I wasn't alone. A lot of people had teams like that out of town. I wondered if you had something like that.
No, see, the problem I had, especially NFL-wise, is in the late 70s, it was the beginning of sort of the mainstream available kids NFL apparel. And my mom would always shop at the style shop in Highland Park, Sky Point. And they would get in...
The Powell family.
They would get in their annual shipment of NFL winter coats. And...
Well, that was the good stuff.
See, here's the thing. That everybody else, people got like the good teams. And you'd see a lot of kids that would get...
Raiders.
A million Bears. Raiders and Cowboys.
Steelers.
But for whatever reason, she didn't care. She just said, you know, she saw a football team. And she'd bring home whatever was there. And whatever would fit. So each year, you know, you grow a little bit every year. You get a new coat. But my teams were
always... Who'd you get, the Jets?
No. My first one was... Actually, now it's really cool. It was the old Patriots logo with the guy, with the Patriot snapping the ball. But that's when the Patriots were... Ugh. I mean, remember, it's Steve Grogan and... Was it Sam Cunningham? And they had Stanley Morgan. I mean, they were... Nobody cared about them. Nobody liked them. They weren't on the radar screen. And then the next year, I got a St. Louis Football Cardinals one. I mean, ugh, Jim Hart. You know, you don't get all excited, but for whatever reason, those were just sort of, it's a team. Yay.
Ugh.
What kid had a St. Louis Cardinals football jacket?
Dan Bernstein.
Kids in St. Louis didn't even want them.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena for Big Ten plays. The Cats host Iowa, Indiana, Maryland, and more. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. College football tonight, about 3 hours away from kickoff. National championship game. Pairs number 3, Clemson. They're taking on number 1, Alabama. I have Alabama winning 50-33. Tonight, the Bulls take on the Thunder.
Before you said it was Clemson 72-8.
Yeah, but it was 75-8.
Oh, sorry.
Right, this stuff, no.
Add them up, Barry.
Yeah, it's constantly flowing and changing. There's things. I'm getting information coming in from all directions.
See, that's why you're above and beyond some of the half-assed touts out there.
Right.
Because, Maddie, you actually are willing to account for changes in information and scouting up to the very last minute.
Right. Like today, I just learned just now that tomorrow here in Chicago, it's going to be 46 and rainy. So that really put a big adjustment on what's going to happen.
So that's why you're thinking Alabama now.
Correct.
That's smart.
50-33. You always got to be willing to be flexible and move with the information.
Hey, by the way, have you heard about Alabama white barbecue sauce?
Yes.
Do you actually know what's in it?
It's a mayonnaise-based sauce.
Yeah, mayonnaise, vinegar, and...
It's delicious.
Is it?
Yeah, really good. You know, I would make it a lot over the summer. I would get boneless, skinless, which I know you don't like. Chicken thighs, though. Chicken thighs, boneless, skinless.
Okay.
And do them in a... I'd let them marinate overnight in a real kind of a spicy marinade.
Mm-hmm.
And the cooling Alabama white sauce is really, really nice little touch with it.
Okay. I hadn't heard of it before. I saw there was a place near me that for the game was doing wings in Alabama white sauce.
No, good stuff. Good stuff, easy to make. You can find a good recipe online, easy to find and make it yourself. It's really good with like a spicy dish. It's good stuff.
Right. I can make French toast.
Nobody asked.
Are you done?
Can make grilled cheese.
Okay.
I can make cheese and eggs. I can scramble eggs with cheese.
Now, do you scramble them in a bowl and then pour them into the pan, or do you scramble them in the pan? I've seen people do that. It makes me want to
decide. No, I do it in the bowl.
Okay, good. Now, do you add anything to it? Water, milk?
A little milk.
Shouldn't. Yeah, don't do that.
You shouldn't?
Stop doing that. Yep.
Why?
There's no reason to.
Cream, maybe?
Nope. You don't need anything. A little salt, a little pepper, you're good to go. You want to throw some cheese in while it's cooking? Giddy up, cowboy.
Other people in my house add other things, like spices or vanilla, things
sometimes
like that.
Sometimes I'll put a whole cheeseburger in there. Tonight, the Bulls take on the Thunder and Russell Westbrook at the UC.
Entirely done.
Jimmy Butler was named the Eastern Conference Player of the Week. He did miss this morning's shoot-around and is a game-time decision. Denzel Valentine also listed as a game-time decision. He's recovering from an ankle injury. The NFL's divisional weekend
make
is
a baked
set.
Potato.
Saturday, Seattle travels to Atlanta. New England takes on Houston.
Not that easy to make a properly done baked potato.
I don't know if it's proper, but I know how to do it.
Sunday, Pittsburgh plays at KC. Green Bay travels to Dallas. Every game can be heard right here on The Score. Coverage starts Saturday at 3. Jordy Nelson of the Packers spent the night in the hospital with a rib injury. He's going to try to practice on Saturday. Won't do anything before then to see if he can play in Sunday's game at Dallas. The Steelers have placed assistant coach Joey Porter on leave. Apparently he was a naughty boy. Doug Marrone apparently will be the next head coach in Jacksonville. Tom Coughlin joins him as the executive vice president of football operations. NHL, the Blackhawks are off tonight. The Red Wings are in town tomorrow. I'm assuming to play each other, but I don't know. I couldn't confirm that. Don't miss the Progressive Insurance Chicago Boat, RV, and Strictly Sail Show, SAIL, January 11th through 15th at McCormick Place. Visit ChicagoBoatShow.com. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was sponsored by the College Illinois 529 prepaid tuition program.
She just found out.
The biggest names in sports.
Jim Rohn.
Tiki.
The Gottlieb Show rolls on.
On the Mojo Show.
Around the clock national sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the big league.
On CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
That's it. Patriot Pat was the name of that mascot. I don't know if he's a long snapping or actual snapping, but he said, "You get mugged for a jacket this cool now." Yeah, it's true. Now that I think about it, it was a great jacket. But I just didn't think about it at the time because she shopped on the sale rack. I text her, pointed out that if you're getting the unwanted teams.
Yeah, that's on
like
sale.
If somebody gets the creamsicle-colored Tampa Bay Buccaneers jacket, you know, that's obviously one that's costing less than the Bears and the Steelers and the Cowboys and the Raiders. But, hey, kept you warm.
You miss the style shop, don't you?
It was great. I mean, that's where all my clothes came from there. There was no Target. We didn't go to like Venture to get clothes or anything.
Venture.
No, you'd go every year. We'd go to the style shop and you'd have that awkward moment of them saying, "Is there enough room in the crotch?" I can check that. It's fine. I was doing that. I had to go buy Jason pants at Old Navy the other day, and I said, "Boy, you kids today, you're so lucky. You come here, you don't have some old man that comes out." You know, pulls his glasses down the end of his nose. Let's see if there's
what
room.
What is this,
in the,
velvet?
Right, there's room in the crotch. What is this? You got sure got enough? Let me check again. You know, no. It's so easy now. You go and you buy it. But you see, this fits. You get three of them, and it's all done the same, and everything's like $6. In Burbank, Pugsley is on the score.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Dan, you hit another point I can relate to just with that. I'm a Puffy, as you might want to consider it. So they were always looking for husky pants for me.
Oh, yeah. I had to explain that to my kid, too.
He
tried
pants?
Them on. I said, "What are these? You know, these are an 11. I said, "But what do those say on them?" They say husky. I said, "Those don't fit you."
But yeah. I just wanted to say once more, I think my mom and your mom may have shopped in the same places. I'm about your age, and I would get the most outlandish sports stuff just because you thought, "Oh, he likes sports. Let's get this." You know? At one time, and my uncle bought it. You're talking about the Cardinals. I got a Cardinals actual football helmet, which I guess would be cool. But when I'm nine, I try and kind of use it, and that's not quite good.
No, you don't. You know, you certainly don't want to use one of those toy helmets. I had one like that. Used to put it on, and I used to say, I pretend I'm Doug Buffon. I'd spill red sauce on myself. No, that was because I actually had a, what was the number on the, I think it might have been number 55, just coincidentally. And, you know, Doug was the guy. Doug was just, the thing about rooting for Doug is he was always there. He's always playing.
What was Nick Bonacani's number? Was he a 55 also?
Nick Bonacani.
I had, you talk about the odd things your mom would buy you.
The weird jerseys.
I had a Miami Dolphins Nick Bonacani shirt. It was a shirt. It wasn't even a jersey. It was just a shirt.
How did you end up with that, though?
Again, it was probably on sale somewhere.
On that same shopping trip, when I had to find a belt. This is like an emergency thing. We were going out to dinner, and you had to have pants or a belt. These are the children I raise. So we go into Old Navy. It's the Old Navy over there by Fullerton and the river by the Chuck E. Cheese back in there. And they didn't have a belt at Old Navy. I said, oh, what are we going to do? So he says, because Marshall's is right across the street. Let's see, there's a belt over at Marshall's. And we go over there, and there's no belt at Marshall's. But you know what they did have four of? Brandon Marshall Bears jerseys. So Jason says, and he said, I bet you the only reason they have it is because it's Marshall's and they still have to sell Bears jerseys that say Marshall. I said, I'll bet you you're wrong and that it's a complete coincidence. I said, maybe they ended up with more. I couldn't directly refute him because I had no evidence, but I didn't think that was probably true. Because I figured out why they had, it's Marshall's. That's why they have Brandon Marshall jerseys. That's why they're still selling them and other people aren't. No.
He's going to be very popular.
What, among annoying people?
Yes.
Or annoyed people? Yes, probably.
85? Nick Bonacani was 85? I'm just looking.
He's a linebacker.
I know.
It has to be wrong.
Just looking at Google Images. I'll go to Pro Football Reference. Your guy, Joey Porter, by the way, he was a bad boy. He was arrested and charged on suspicion of aggravated assault, simple assault, resisting arrest, and public drunkenness. As he was being removed from a bar.
Can I take a call from a Bob? I can still ask you?
I think it's a great idea.
All right, North Riverside. Bob's on the score.
The weirdest thing my mom got me was a Tampa Bay New Orleans T-shirt back when both of them were undefeated and 1-1. It was called Miracle Sunday.
A what? Okay. Tampa Bay New Orleans?
What?
Huh?
Is that week one?
They were both undefeated. I don't know exactly what that is, but we appreciate the call. Thank you.
Yeah, that was a good idea.
Well, that's on you. 312-644-6767.
Number 85.
There you go. We've had a lot of guests so far, and we will have an opportunity to digest last weekend in football. Talk if you want. We had started the show by talking a lot about Jimmy Butler and his over-contrived flu game. Oh, I can't go to shoot around because I'm under the weather. Oh, I'm not going to make it. I'm a game-time decision. And his trainer is hashtagging flu game and tweeting pictures of the shoes he's going to wear.
I say he goes for 55 today.
Shots. You have WSCR the score.
Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Hi, everybody. It's Pat Hughes. Get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD featuring the most exciting moments of the 2016 season. Only $19.99 plus shipping. Order now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD.
Make room for the new year starting in the garage at the Home Depot Store More, Save More event. Get an HDX 4-tier shelving unit, a $30 value. Now a special buy of just $19.88. It'll hold up to 600 pounds, and it assembles with no tools, making quick work of a messy garage with very little work on your part. The Store More, Save More event, going on now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through January 29th, in-store and online while supplies last.
2016 models. They're making room for the 2017 inventory. That means huge savings, like up to 50% off select floor models, up to 60% off accessories, but it's all while supplies last, so get in there.
And they have queen sets, Dan, for as low as $179.99, something for every budget. And for a limited time, you get a free $500 gift with purchases of a Tempur-Pedic mattress and select Tempur-Ergo adjustable bases.
I know all about the Tempur-Pedic Breeze and the adjustable base, because that's one you have to try to believe. You hear us talk about it, and I know you have, but when you go in there and someone will put that remote in your hand and the mattress professional will say, hey, try this, try this, try this, and then you can create these own remembered settings so you can have everything programmed literally with a touch of a button. You can have perfect comfort customized to you.
And it's a great opportunity for the year-end closeout sale to take advantage of their no-interest financing for 5 years. When you go into a store, ask them about their Sleep Happy Guarantee. Let the sleep experts walk you through their very simple process to find the mattress that best fits your sleep style. Go to mattressfirm.com, find the location nearest you, and take advantage of their year-end closeout sale. Mattress Firm, save money.
Sleep happy.
CBS has big news we know you'll love.
Our show's back on, and hooray for love.
The Oddest Odd Couple is on Monday.
I hope you have fun with your booze and your bimbo.
I see no flaw in that plan.
Matthew Perry.
Felix came along and vacuumed all the fun out of my life.
And Thomas Lennon star.
So I have so many quirks. In high school, they called me Captain Quirk. And not in a nice way.
The hit comedy, The Odd Couple.
Oscar, Oscar, Oscar.
Felix, Felix, shut up.
CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
CBS Thursday. It's that moment you wake up and realize
she's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes, so be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom. CBS Thursday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business, like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 14th, limit 2. Multi-packs count as one.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate. We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds. CBS Wednesday or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Second and nine. Good play action. Moore finds some time. Gets away from Tuitt. Here comes Harrison chasing.
Moore, oh my goodness, Moore is absolutely walloped. I don't know how he's going to get up.
Penalty.
Oh boy, that was Bud Dupree, who got to him in the first quarter on a vicious hit, clean hit. But this time, flag is out, and he was walloped as hard as you'll see it. And here come the Dolphins after Dupree.
Walloped is a good word. Ugh. Jim
full,
Nance.
Full speed from 15 yards away.
That was a hell of a hit.
That's
for those of us who still watch football for that and understand it's other people's children having their brains beaten in for our amusement. That's still football porn for people who are raised on stuff like that.
Yeah, ooh. I actually let out a yell on that.
Oh, you had to. I jumped out of my
And then they waited a long time to show the replay. Because my daughter came running in from the other room. I was like, "You got to see this. This guy's not getting up. He is not getting up, and he's done for the day."
That was Wilbur Marshall on Joe Ferguson level.
Remember Wilbur Marshall picking up Joe Ferguson's hand by a finger and letting his... I mean, he was out. He was out cold.
Well, there was
Wilbur Marshall picks up his arm by a finger, delicately, picks it up and just drops it.
And it was a similar play, rolling right, eyes downfield, and he never saw 58.
Last game of 85 in Detroit.
And there was also the Steve Pelleur hit by Mike Singletary, right? Who Pelleur was sliding... And he just erased him.
Look,
also knocked him out.
I mean, that team, they had, whether it was official or unofficial, they had bounties on every quarterback. I mean, they had every intention of taking out quarterbacks every time they played that year. And the rules were much different, too. I mean, you saw Richard Dent pick up quarterbacks and drive them into the ground on their heads. They were trying to take out every one.
That was really... But again, the pretense of the independent neurologist...
No, I said...
He's just not fine.
There's no way. And he was not the same guy after that. Clearly was not the same player after that. But there's no way he was playing again. No way. He's back in one play? No, he's fine. He's fine. Send him back in. Looks good to me. Knows where he is. How many fingers am I holding up? It's what they used to do.
That is one where no matter what, I don't care what his answers are, what he lucks into on that little card that you hold up, that you keep him out for a significant period of time.
I thought for sure he was in the locker room and he's walking back out on the field.
He also has a unique ability to find ways to run into hits. It's a terrible skill for a quarterback. It really is.
But it's a skill.
It's a terrible skill to find ways to have people run into you. I mean, that is...
He was talking an awfully big game last week, too, was Matt Moore.
Well, they might invite stuff like that, but he doesn't know what's happening around him. I mentioned it before. If you can't see the guys coming after you, they're probably about to hit you. It's a bit of advice to carry with you as an NFL quarterback.
Watching him was not as bad as watching Connor Cook.
Bad for different reasons.
Connor Cook and Brock Osweiler. I mean, oh my Lord.
Ooh.
That was dreadful. Good thing there was golf on.
And beautiful golf it was, where you can just enjoy. Just sitting you here, if they turn the mics up well. I like the sounds, too. They do a great job at the Masters.
They're starting to show the commercials already. They're showing the commercials. And actually, I don't know when it was, late last week, they did the... Golf Channel's always running highlights, old Masters, old U.S. Opens, what have you. They replayed the 05 Masters. It's just a one-hour recap of the entire thing.
That's all you need.
And, you know, the famous shot by Tiger on the par 3 where he holds it from... I mean, it might be the most famous shot in the history of golf.
Is that the one where the Nike ball stops on the lip and shows you the logo?
You know, that's the...
As if somebody had designed
like
that
they
in
planned
a lab.
It. Right. Like they planned it that way. That's the par 3 with the Sunday pin placement where it's always far left up on top where you have to hit it right and it trickles down left. Well, he pulled it left, so, I mean, he's just dead.
The same one where Fridays and Saturdays often have a number of aces. Is it the same one that Kirk Triplett and another guy rolled it by landing it in exactly the same spot, same day?
Well, on Saturday, it's usually front right, so if you hit it middle left, it will trickle to the right. This is far left and in the back, and so you got to hit it middle, and it trickles down to the left, and he was dead. He was dead left. It almost went in the hazard, but he was dead left, and I don't know if that was a sand wedge or what it was, but he chips it up, stops it, exactly where he wants to, and it trickles all the way down and in.
And you and start jonesing again for golf. So you had a rough weekend that you just, because chipping can only sublimate so much of your sort of golf / sexual tension.
Plus,
which really, at your age, is the same thing. It's really hard to differentiate.
Plus you can break things. Either one.
Oh, okay.
Either one.
If you're doing it
but
right.
I sometimes forget to close the basement door when I'm chipping up the stairs toward the door. And there was that one time where I famously sculled it, and it flew up the stairs, over the stairs, and hit the lip of a mirror. And had it been 3 centimeters higher, I would have broke the mirror. So I've been told no longer to keep the door open. I try to remember that. But yeah, I need to go hit balls. It's going to be, what, like in the 40s or something? Is that tomorrow or the next day?
Rainy, though, right?
Yeah, but so what?
I mean, you can still go out to like Top Golf or something.
Desplaines has got the three.
You got a million places near you.
Desplaines has got the three. But you
got a bubble in Buffalo Grove.
Yeah, right? But I want to hit outside.
Okay.
And Desplaines has got the three levels of outdoor bays where you got the heat lamps above you and the windscreens. It's not bad.
The 630 says CBS showed about 15 or 20 seconds of Matt Moore actually going through the protocol. You can definitely make out the questions being asked. They consisted of, 1, do you know where you are? And 2, what time is it? No joke, I rewatched it 15 times.
What time is it? I wouldn't know what time it is right now.
What time is it? He probably just said,
Game time. Woo!
Right. Get back in there. That was the protocol? That wasn't independent neurologist. That was probably a vendor / independent neurologist.
That could have been me. How many
beer, man.
How many fingers are you holding up?
How many beers am I holding up?
Close enough.
Yes. May I have a cherry, Mr. Misty, please? West Chicago, Jeff, you're on the score.
Don't forget a pizza puff, too, Dan.
Oh, no, actually, that would be a whole pizza, not just a pizza puff after a game for Barry.
You guys were talking about quarterbacks getting knocked out, and I'm sure both of you recall this. The 84 game against the Raiders, where Mark Wilson, David Hum, and Ray Guy was hiding underneath a pile of towels
because
he didn't want to go in.
Yeah, I went to that game and was watching what was going on the sidelines at the time, and it was just nothing but panic. Because they couldn't hold anybody off.
I think they got 10 or 12 sacks that game.
I want to say 12. And that's when Tyrone Keyes was like standing on people's necks.
That might have been the most violent NFL game I ever saw. I had just gotten seasons that year, and our tickets were last row north end zone. At one point, early in the second half, we looked over the side, and down below us was Jim McMahon on a stretcher being put into an ambulance.
That was the day he lacerated his kidney.
Correct.
And then we made room for Steve Fuller. Yuck. Is he bad?
Better than Doug Flutie.
Yeah, but bad, though.
He did what he had to do. He was all right. He was all right in that Washington game. I mean, look, you hand it off to Walter, mostly. And once in a while, you'd hit somebody. Everybody would come up in the box, you'd hit somebody.
Yeah, the Washington playoff game. I remember
he threw a touchdown pass in that game.
Pat Dunsmore.
I think Peyton threw it to Dunsmore. I think Steve Fuller hit Dennis McKinnon. All right, we'll look up the box.
Not so sure about your police work there, Lou.
All right, we'll check the box.
I want to check that out. We will find out. 312-644-6767. We have the Bulls playing the Oklahoma City Thunder tonight in a game we'll be watching during commercials. Of the other game. and Jimmy Butler is planning a heroic recovery from the plague.
Who will carry him off the floor tonight? My money's on Nico.
A half-hearted Dwayne Wade, like pointing at him like, look at this guy.
Yeah,
I got you.
Right. Yeah, you're the greatest.
Fall into my arms. Let me help you get back to the bench.
You're the greatest of all time.
I've never seen a better player as long as I've lived. Nice job. Go win the game for us. You have the Scores afternoon show between now and 6 o'clock. We have, after we're done, the full boat for Lawrence Holmes from 6 to 10. And then the rare, rare pleasure of spending 2 hours with Chris Ranji after that from 10 to midnight. Now you know where you're going to be. You have the Score.
Bro.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers and the Hyundai all-wheel drive SUVs.
Hey, if you're looking for tickets, maybe say a football playoff game, or you want to go to a college basketball game or a pro game, hockey game, lots going on in town here.
What if I wanted to go to the Bulls
in
game
Chicago
tonight?
Or maybe if you wanted to go see a concert, or maybe there was a Broadway play or a musical. Well, here's what you do. You have to have the SeatGeek app on your phone. It's always the best way to find and buy tickets. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and it really is the best way to get tickets. You always find the best deal on every ticket. Here's what SeatGeek does for you. If you're not familiar, they price compare for you by searching multiple ticket sites. And prices can vary depending on where you shop, but they save you all the time and energy and effort by putting it all in one place. You'll always find the lowest available price. Now, SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck. That's why they give a grade to every seat that you find, no matter what venue you're looking at. It's my favorite part of the SeatGeek app. So when you open the venue up, you'll see green dots, you'll see red dots. The large green dots are the ones to start with. Those are the best value seats, but they have something for every budget. Plus, every ticket you buy on SeatGeek is backed by their 100% guarantee, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. Best of all, my listeners get a $20 rebate for their first SeatGeek purchase. To get that, here's what you do. Download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, and click add a promo code. You enter promo code Matt, and